The first time we see the word das in Chumash, where's the first time we see the word das in Chumash?
Bereishis.
Vayada et chava ishto. He knew his wife. Das is the mechanism of connection. It's the mechanism of connection. Person has das, the definition will be properly connected. If you have das, vayada et chava ishto, right? That means you're properly connected to his wife. What's the difference? Actually, the truth is we see it beforehand. In the creation of man, what was man created differently from the animals? So, Ughna says, Ruach Malala. He had the ability of speech. Obviously, it doesn't mean he had speech like dolphins, right? Or like birds. Birds also speak, right? They speak their own languages, but, yeah. But who, Adam HaRishon, who was it that knew all the...
Shlomo
Melech, knew the speech of the... Right, they say the Arizal also knew, right? There's a story in the Arizal that a raven came and told him about something, and he knew about it. Well, we don't understand these things, but there is a speech.
Saw a guy in Meisharim this morning.
A guy was a Meshuggah. He's talking to somebody in this.
Sounded like bird language.
He's talking to the birds.
It's wild. It's wild.
Maybe yeah. It was.
It's an important thing you say. Well, I'm not going to get onto it. The difference between a shoter, right, and normality is, I mean, the mice, we define normality, right? I don't know, within limits, we define our normality.
Yeah.
Brilliance, right, can sometimes be close to
lack of normality.
Lack of normality.
Abnormality.
Abnormality.
Good call.
Yeah, good call. Abnormality.
Halachically, who's a
shelter? Halachically, a shelter, you have three simonim. You have, he sleeps in a Beit HaKfaras. That's an, there's not a norm, how do you say it?
It's defined
graveyard. Graveyard, graveyard. any money, anything you give him, he's ma'abed. He loses. What's the other one?
This is the characteristics of who?
The shelter, what's
interesting.
He loses, and what's the other one?
Talks to the
brain. No, what's the other one? No, he sees very the forest. This is, forgotten. It's these actually when we the Gemara. It's this. I think it's the Yerushalmi. The Gemara brings
when sleeps outside. Shoter,
sleeps outside. No, he sleeps in the graveyard at night. He is Abed Koshen at Nimlo. I've forgotten the other one. There's another tonight. When it's Machlokas, if it's or if it's ver, right? But it's basically, it's a person doesn't.
When they get the potter from Adis.
Yeah, he's a shoter. This is the shoter of the Gemara. This is the shoter. Cotton. Kerry shoter for cotton. Okay. You're right. A shoter is someone who doesn't have das. So it is related. But let's go back to what we were saying. So we see that das, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that man was created dibul v'deah. The difference between man and an animal is das. Right? Animals also connect. V'yidat chava ishto also occurs, l'chora, with animals. There's a very big difference between the connection of man to his wife and his surroundings to an animal. That's what defines man. The das. Revolbi says, I haven't had it here, but from Rav Gershenfeld, that a person who doesn't have das, even though it's all a kolatera kula, it's like a carcass, because he's an animal. No difference between a man who has das. But I mean, it's not going to happen so much if a person in the story doesn't have das. Because Torah mivile de maisa. Torah brings you. Unless you do something against it, the Torah is going to, by definition, bring you to maisa.
Bring you to maisa.
So Gemara says, Gemara in Kiddush. Gemara says, what's bigger? Talmud? I think we did this once. Talmud or maisa? And the Gemara says, Torah adif. Torah
brings you to maisa.
Brings you to maisa. It brings out in you that personal expression and that proper way to connect. That's why, really, if a person was to learn Torah properly, he would be about there. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes through a few things. It says, if you want to learn Das, what do you learn? So you learn Revolvi's Kinyan Das, right? That's what you should say, right? So I'll tell you a story. The guy I saw on the trip when we went to Sfat, Rabbi Trivitz, had a sefer called Kinyan Das. Rabbi Trivitz, you're learning Musa. Kinyan Das, right? You know, Kinyan Das, the acquisition of Das. What was the sefer about? Kiddushim in the Mishnayos of Mikvos.
Of what?
The new ideas in the Mishnayos, you know Mishnayos, of Mikvahs. Mikvahs is the laws of the mikvah.
Mikvah.
Of a mikvah. There's a lot of laws. There's a whole
connection.
What's the connection, right? Why is it called Kinyan Das? I explain. The Gemara says, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person wants Das, if you throw a few over here, if a person wants Das, what should you learn? If a person wants Emuna, you should learn Zeroyim. If a person wants Das, you should learn Taharis. Taharis is the way you get, that's the way, once upon a time, you want Das. Torah gives you different aspects. Different aspects of learning Torah gives you different things.
Zeroyim, I understand, because you had to have the Muna in order for things to grow. The farmer needs that.
But we're not talking about a farmer. It didn't say farmer wants a Muna, go learn Zeroyim. It doesn't say that. It says you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't have a field, Bichlal. Usually if you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't have a field. you're sitting and learning Zeroyim, you're learning the laws of Shvius, right? Why does it give you a Muna?
Understand the world functions according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You have to understand that this guy who has to leave a little corner of his field for the ani, and then how he has to leave the leke, the shikha, the peya, and he has to leave his whole field for a whole year, begins you to realize these are the laws. You don't, when you learn halachas, these are the laws you know you're living. You're going to paskin for people. People are going to come up to you. You're the sirav, whoever you are, right?
Uh-huh.
And people are going to paskin. What I do in the Shana Shemitah? Can I eat the fruit? Can I take the fruit? Do I have to leave my you know, you have an etrog factory, right? The etrog factory is a field. Each etrog, 50 shekels or $100 or 400 shekels. I don't know how much, right? I'm Shemitah here. Efka, Burekach, Tamuna. What has Taras teach you Das? You understand, Miss Mace. You understand what impurity is? That gives you understanding of what purity is. When you understand what the shorish, what the foundation of impurity is, understand what the foundation of purity is. When a person gets to that level of understanding from impurity, purity, that's the opposite. Because if I know, for example, I'll give you a halacha, a Yisrael, right? A tame tumas oil. You know what tumas oil is? If you have a kazayas mace, because I have a mace in a room, not a room, doesn't be a room, it has to be a ceiling, which is tefach al tefach, which is high one tefach, and like square one tefach.
You have a tumas oil?
That's an oil, that's a minimum of an oil. So obviously this is an oil, the top of the roof here. You have a kazayas here. So anyone in this room with this kazayas mace is as if he touched the kazayas. And he's tame, the mace is called avi avotatuma.
The father of Tumah.
It's the highest level of Tumah. So okay, you have to understand this. It's a Ramban and Chumash.
What's Kazayas mace? Just a little Kazayas.
It could be like a bone?
What's it a piece of? Yeah.
No. A bone is different. A bone will be different.
Oh, it's like a row of flesh?
Minion or binion. It's different. There's Mishnayos on this. Huh?
What is it, like a hand? It's like a little...
Buster? No, an Ava would be different. There's a lot of halachas here.
A whole Ava,
what's considered an Ava by Chazal, there's 248 Ivarim. It's written in the first Mishnayos of Olas, the end of Perek Rishon in Olas, what the 248.
It has been Aver.
No, it hasn't been Aver. A Kazayas mace. Kazayas. Like a matchbox of a mace. Kazayas, a piece of his flesh.
Okay.
Even a person had a nituach. He had plastic surgery, right? And they cut off from him a piece of flesh.
That's not tumor, it's still alive.
Yeah, not so simple. If it's an Aver, it's not so simple. But anyway, it doesn't matter. A dead person, right? Yeah? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So there's a hospital? The whole place is Tuma.
Oh, that's why you have specials. They have to now rebuild the hospital. The halachas the ma'isa. Shari tzedek, they have, because the kohen can't get in there. They have a sign. Kohenim can get in. Kohenim can't get in. All these things.
There's different areas.
Different areas at different times. They make it in certain ways that if one person dies, the Tuma gets blocked out. You have to know the halachas. I'm not going to. But yeah.
How does the differences between and impurity teach you like the connection of
I'm going to get. I'm going to explain to you. Okay. Now, you understand what I'm saying? Now, take an example. A goy doesn't have, has tumas mace, but he's not metame ba'oil. Why? It says, Adam ki yomus ba'oil. Adam, when he dies in an oil, right? Adam ki yomus ba'oil, right? Has metame shivas yomim, is metame, right? Atem nikrim Adam, you're called man. Vain umas olam nikrim Adam. The goyim aren't considered Adam. Adam Arisha, what are you called Adam? They're not called man. Well, so they're not tamei tumas meis. fucking guys. They're not Metame people. Because what's Tuma?
A lack of Kedusha.
Tuma is from the Lashon of Atum. Aleph, Taf, Mem. Yeah, Tuma. It's the same letters. Atum. By order you have it, right? It's very. There's a connection. I'm going to go into all of these things. It's Atum. Something which is disconnected. What's the disconnection of a mace? So the Neshama's not there. Right? Mm-hmm. So why shouldn't a simple... an animal which dies also has tumas nevela. It's less form of tumor, but it has. Because it had a life. Thing which has life. And the possibility for life. And that potential was taken away. That's called tumor. That means something which has a higher level of life will have a higher level of tumor when that life is forced, source is taken away. You understand what I'm saying? So in a sense, you're understanding... Right? The more connected you are or can be to life, the more connected or the more disconnected death is. That's called tuma. I.e.,
the higher level,
the higher level of impurity implies the potential for purity, a high level of purity.
It's the opposite. No?
The opposite, exact opposite. Ze connected, ze asalokim. So when you learn the antithesis, you'll be understanding, if you're on that level, to learn what that purity is. Because it also teaches you how these things work. I understand how they work, but on a simple level. Wow. Baruch Shekocho Gvurato Maleh Olam.
Amen.
Ben Ish Chai doesn't say God's name, because there's a Ravid, there's a Shittis Ravid. It's a machlokas. Shulchan Aruch, you say with God's name, but there's a Shittis Ravid, it's brought down in Brachas. All these brachas, all Perek HaRoeh, all the eighth Perek of brachas, the brachas there, and because of Zimun, he says this. Zimun's considered a bracha in the Gemara, right? Does it have Shem HaShem in Zimun?
I think that was a sonic.
But it's considered a bracha. Doesn't Shem HaShem. Yeah. Doesn't have Shem HaShem. Only if you say it with Asara, but it's not with such shame of Shem HaShem. So it says...
Any shame?
Only with 10 people.
I've seen the door. Elokeinu, Elokeinu.
Yi Shem HaShem Avarach Matav. Don't say Yi HaShem. You say Yi Shem Hashem Avarach, the name of God, Avarach Matav Adaram. That's not Shem Hashem. If you say Baruch,
you say Yud Kei
Vav Kei. No, don't say.
You're
right. Yi Shem Hashem
Avarach. Shem Hashem is Elokeinu.
It says Havlan, but it's the same thing. But it's not considered a bracha. The Rav says it's not considered a bracha. Okay, it's not considered a bracha. Let's go going off this topic.
Okay.
Zimun is not considered a bracha. Why? And he says, so just as Zimun, sorry, it is considered a bracha in the Gemara. And just as there you don't need a shame, it's not a shame, it's that Baruch like in a bracha, shame of Malchus. So just as Zimun doesn't need a shame, these brachas of Perek HaRoeh don't need shame. And the Beis Chai passes that way. Anyway, let's go back to Kinyan Das, right? So, if we're on that level, Das can be learned really from the Torah. Because Torah brings you to self-expression. Question is how you learn Torah. For us, other things to bring us to self-expression. But what? Explaining that Das is the ability to connect. The ability to connect our Sechel, our Chochma Bina. Das is Mitpashet, comes down. And that's what gives us that self-expression in our lower aspects. That means, just as the Rambam says, just as a chochem, just as a wise person, is nika b'chochmato, in his wisdom, kach hu nika b'diburo, in his speech, uba ma'achalo, his eating, shtehu, v'ken ken b'halichato, in his walking, right? B'diburo, b'ma'asav, and it says also b'halichato, in the way he walks. Chochem, because what's that? He has das. If you have das, it's mispashet. It's full expression of yourself. That's what das is. Torah is not a limud. Torah is an expression. Now, Revolvi, what aspect of expression? I'm going to skip in Revolvi. He says here, there's two inyanim in das. Das chadarim yimal'u, that it fills this room. V'das tomot nifka'u, and it goes down to the depths. It gives a person, he says, notenet l'adam ashirut pnimit, inner riches. He says, you hear that again? inner riches?
Tmonim.
Inner riches, not
outer riches.
Right? Inner riches.
Like outer
riches. What's inner riches? Where is it?
I have no idea.
Where's that million over here? Where is it? Inner riches? Where is it? What do you mean inner riches? Why is it called riches? Why is it called the riches?
Acquiring them.
Because it's the most precious thing in the world.
It's the most precious thing in the world, and also, he says the right word. You acquire them. You make a kingdom. It's not automatic. Riches you have to acquire. If you don't acquire them, you don't get it. Alright. If you acquire it outside of you, you're going to get it inside. You have to know all these shiurim in a sense related, because it's the same, you have to understand, it's the same theme all the time. Where the focus is. You already spoke about covered is covered, the plimis, giving weight to the plimis, same thing. That, all these things, you know, the Torah is really one thing, right? Torah, that's what Torah means, that's what, if you learn what kas is, it's the same thing. It's all the similar concepts. If we're going back to all these concepts, you string it up. That's why the Chazon Ish, there's no such thing as Sifrei Musa. The book. This thing. We can't be the Chazon Ish, but you have to understand what he's saying. So in that sense, it's pretty much so. People look as Simcha, you have to work on Simcha, you have to work on Honor, you have to work on this, on Savlanut, you have to work on Taivas, all these different sorts of things. So I says, no. And the Meister, what's the Chazon Ish speaking about? Das. Das and Yerut Shemayim, what you were saying, are very similar. See soon. Chazon Ish says, we have a Chazon Ish Emunah V'Tochen, you don't have it.
Maybe.
No, no, no. I think it's probably not so good. Okay, but basically he says it's not a Musa say. It's not a he's like the anti Musa section. So anyway, I mean he's a God Lador, but basically he's not anti Musa. He's explaining, and he's not wrong. It's the same thing that Rabbeinu Yonah says. That Natias Halev, the Natia, the pushing, like the slanting of a person's heart against his outer rotzen, against his outer self, that's all of Musa. It's the whole vote of Musa, he says.
What do you mean slanting your heart against?
Certain things you want to do?
Yeah.
And do them.
Okay. Leaning your heart up against the door,
letting those things. I would love to do X. All this guy is hurting me. I want to. Natia Salev against it. That's the whole of Musa. How do you say Natia? Like Natia, when you're note, when you
how do you spell it?
The leaning?
The leaning. Nun. Tia. That's Nata. Natia is going to. How do you say Natia? Lahatot. Lahatot. I don't know how to say it.
Tet?
No, yeah, I don't think it's a tet. Natia.
Natia is like
Talui? No, no, no. Natia. To place it, to put on one side. Oh, no, that's the Tia Salev. That's not the verb. Tia is with a taf. No, it's with a tet, probably. Yeah. Nun, tet. And I think it would be an a and a tia. No, that makes sense. Tot, yeah. Yeah. Lintot. I think nun, to taf, I. I'm not sure, though. Tia Salev, right? Towards that aspect, that's basically the whole of Musa. That's what he says. This is what Volby is basically saying. He goes, he brings here. Now I'm going to read what he says. Speaking about his Rebbe, and he says, "L'chein kibalti alai bli neder. I accepted them myself. L'lmod atzmi lasot et adas. L'moshel b'kirbi. To make das that which is." Yeah, you can say if you. You can say, you guys would say bracha.
We need to see the bracha.
Baruch
ata.
Baruch ata. Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam.
Hanotin. No, no, no. Ose Maise Breshis.
Ose Maise Breshis.
You know, I had it. I said it last time. Hanoten.
What's Ose
Ball? Hanoten.
Who gives the Maise of
Hanoten Kocho.
Wait, why do you say Ose Maise
Breshis? He strengthened Gavura.
Yeah. Shikocho gvurato malayon. Shikocho gvurato malayon.
Wait, osimaisa brachis, that's for lightning.
Yeah, you saw lightning, but you saw it, saw it. If you say it at the same time, this one. Shikocho gvurato malayon. No, you said it, you finished, you said it. It's shikocho gvurato malayon.
Why can't we say shikocho now?
Look at this.
No.
Unbelievable.
Hell, baby.
Oh.
Baruch.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Okay. Shikocho gvurato malayon. Okay, fine. All right. Alright, so let's go. Now it says, what's this?
Just pull all that stuff out tomorrow for lunch.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Okay. He says he wants to make Das and Moshe Bukubi.
So, can I ask before you go on?
No, no, just a sec. Let's finish this line. Lasot b'chol yom, to do every day. This is a practical example. Chamisha pa'amim, five things in yanim neged arotzon, against my rotzon. So you see, that's how he says das is. The same as the Chazon Ish.
He said practice like this?
Practice, dude. Do five things against your rotzon.
Against your rotzon? Five?
Five things, like getting up in the morning for shacharis.
So you do that automatic.
That's my rotzon.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I thought
that's
five more.
No. Start with a favorite. Start with not things that you don't normally do.
All right.
Getting up in the morning. So get up 5 minutes before davening.
Wait, what is this? What is this?
Get up 5 minutes before davening.
I normally get up 5 minutes.
Okay, you're good.
I don't, but I'm saying.
Okay, but
actually, I do.
Okay, but
I do that.
Do things which you don't know.
Paul Carvel, Manhattan, New York.
Okay, right. So now, food.
Oh,
food. Food.
Don't eat the cake.
Leave the meal a little less than full.
Yeah, he says that. But I tell you, I think it was better because I think it's bad tashka to eat food away. Maybe not. But
I do too.
Yeah, I say.
I mean, all of life.
Right. But I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think. Take a smaller portion. I'm on a diet now because I'm becoming a little fat over here.
Okay.
So I go, I have one of what's called. I have what's called one of the boys' days, a PA major. Adam, is that you, Adam? So I have him, I take my plate over to him. I said, Adam, because getting me off the calories. Adam, because Reno. You know cook Ricky?
Ricky. Yeah, she's
Ricky
awesome.
The mother.
Awesome.
You just walk in there, she's like, so of course, you know, like my plate is like this full. And I always get cake being sent to me. So like, I can't hurt her feelings. So I eat it. But now Adam's taken over. So like cuts and I tell her, Ricky, I have to look after myself. So basically he takes off portions and then the cake comes up, I send it to him. Whatever he allows me to eat, I eat, that's my calories for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, it's good. It's good, yeah. But, that if you can do that, take or just eat healthy. No, I'm not saying you have to be sugar. Be healthy. You can have your potatoes.
That's very hard.
I know. So eat less of the unhealthy stuff and more of the healthy stuff. I know it's very hard.
Especially with those chicken balls.
Yeah. I know it's hard.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That. I know.
Smell jar. That's not chicken balls. I don't touch chicken balls.
I understand. And you should. It's hard to be healthy, but eat. You know, the Rambam says if you eat 3/4. Of the satiation. Yeah, that's gonna. So try, let's not know. We all want to be full, right? It's a teva. Try and be able to live without the full.
But on Shabbos, you can have whatever you want.
Shabbos, you can take it easy. But also, Shabbos, don't stuff yourself. You never stuff yourself.
I'm trying.
But you should eat. You should enjoy what you eat. You can have those things which are unhealthy or tasty on Shabbos, yeah? You can do that.
Rabbi, okay? Can I say God's name or should I hope that the Benish Chai?
No, you're saying God's name.
You hold by the Benishtah.
Yeah. No, you're saying God's name. You didn't make a bracha beforehand?
No.
So make. You saw it, right? So kocha gvota male
ono. No, not now. I gotta wait for the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, if you saw it, you can still make.
Then it's Dibor whatever.
Toka de Dibor? I don't think so.
Yeah.
If you see the static. It
says that Toka de Dibor?
No,
I didn't see. Okay. Because Birkus Haroi. Okay. Now we go. So you understand what we're saying now? So
that's
everyone agrees. Everyone agrees better what Das is. Now he's going to go on to say that basically, and these, you have to understand, these things go together. Taivas, desires, Das are opposite ends of the spectrum. Yeah.
Not to get stuck in details, but what are the five things?
Any
only
you pick.
Let's go through our day.
Let's go through our day. That's what he did.
Not
you could pick two. You could pick. It's every day. So you can guys pick one. Pick one thing. Getting up for Shacharis on time. If it's hard for you, if it's easy for you, speak about saying the first bracha of the Shemona Esrei properly with proper kavana. Or pick something which is hard for you. You're working against yourself.
I thought it's a taiva that you have to go against.
But I will tell you something. It's a taiva to go against. What's a taiva? A person has a rotzen. I don't want that. I want to do that. Doesn't matter what the rotzen is. Sometimes it's a rotzen for covered. Sometimes it's a rotzen to ask a question. I have to ask a question. The middle of it, right? I have to ask a question. It's a taiva. Or it's a taiva to sleep in bed. Anything to do which is your rotzen. You want to do it. It's your rotzen. I want to do it this. This is my rotzen. To mvatel your rotzen to above rotzen. That's going to give you more das. That's what das is.
So Rav Ovi says it's like a conditioning
exercise.
Go.
Yeah, it's not conditioning. Yeah. We're not making you into robots. Because if you're going to become a robot, you're going to have a relationship with your wife. Right?
You won't or you
won't? And das, the makor for das in Chumash is relationship with Chava. So, you know, Mr. Spock probably didn't get married, right?
Right. He was a Jew.
I'm sure he was. He was a Cohen, you know, like, so was a Cohen as well, right?
Hey, that's where you got it from.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Spock,
Jews, you know, he like, won? You know.
He was. We know.
Yeah, okay.
He's a Cohen?
Yeah, he got it from his grandfather.
Also, what's his name? The other guy. The one with Douglas. Kirk Douglas is also a Jew, no?
Well, funny.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was when I was a kid, I watched too much Star Trek. The amount of record. Anyway. Do you know telephones? Anyway, let's go. You understand, you guys?
Yeah.
You understanding?
Yeah.
So that's a take. Going against your Rotson is basically. Now, I'm not saying be Mishtager, right? Don't be like go over the moon, right? Because then you reject it. You have to know where you're holding and pick things which. Start off with Averis. Not to do Averis. Or Mamad in your Averis. Everyone has Averis. Everyone does Averis, Chas v'Shalom. But we know our Averis. It doesn't matter what they are. We all know what we do. Let's try not do them. Right? Yeah.
One of the things you said about asking questions.
Yeah.
Yeah? When it comes to learning, when it comes to Torah, shouldn't you? There's a certain. Why should you withhold yourself? You have to understand.
No, of course. It's supposed to depend.
What's the question in here?
Yeah, so it's about not asking questions. Sometimes you want to ask a question. So I explain to you like this. You're supposed to ask questions. And when you're learning Chavrusa, you ask a question, ask and come back. That's a give and take. Ask as many questions as you want. Obviously, again, it's within reason of your Chavrusa. Say if a Chavrusa is getting bored with your questions.
Oh, but the Rebbe, when the Rebbe speaks.
When the Rebbe speaks, as follows. The Rebbe is speaking questions which are pertinent to what he's saying, right? Good questions. Questions which are not pertinent to what he's saying are bad questions. Even if they're good questions in general. That doesn't mean you shouldn't ask those questions, but those questions should be less of and more of other ones. Now, second of all, sometimes when a person's giving over a shiur, you'll see, you can tell if he wants to answer your question or if he doesn't want to answer your question. You know, sometimes he doesn't want to answer questions. Sometimes he's in the middle of something, he wants to go weiter, right?
Uh-huh.
You have to know, like, I have this question burning in me, I want to ask after this year. I'm not saying not to ask. Sometimes the question is enlightening. If it's a good question on this year, it's enlightening everyone, so you should ask those questions. But sometimes it's a personal question. Those sometimes, which you don't think is going to enlighten this year, ask after this year. And I tell you, you can always tell if you're asking good questions or not. Do your friends get irritated with you? You ask questions. If you have people coming up to you, right, and they're irritated with you, so first of all, you don't have to listen to them. But you have to go up to the Rebbe and say, listen, I want to know, I ask a lot of questions, and I want to make sure that I'm not interfering with the shir. Am I over asking questions? Should I be asking more questions on the, you know, which are, you know, towards the shir or what? You know, more in keeping with the shir? Ask him honestly. Say, I'm a kabbal. Honestly, ask him. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to ask questions, because the Mishnah says, ain't a bai shouldn't learn it. Someone who's embarrassed is not going to learn. But you understanding what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does this to do with v'yada chaver ishto? What's this to do with it? What's this to do with having a relationship? What's this to do? That you're going to be controlling of your taivas and of your rotzen in a relationship. Alex, come on, relationships.
Again.
What's this to do with the relationship? Mr. Spock had relationships.
Mr. Spock.
If he's this cold robot, he's not going to have a relationship with anyone.
Yeah.
Right? So what's it to do with relationships?
Who do you want to have a relationship with?
Your wife.
So you what want your life to
your
have
friends.
Saying you want to be, if you don't have Das, so you're not having that person that you have a relationship with. Doesn't have the relationship with you. They have it with the, like something less than you. Like something.
You're a very good boy. You hear what he's saying?
Again, one time.
Yeah, say it again. It's worth saying. We have this recorded. Paul, live from Mochon Yaakov.
No, you explained Das is to be connected internally. It's an internal thing. So you're connected to your potential. So if you have a relationship externally with somebody, if you don't have Das, then the relationship is only based on the level that you're at. It's not based on who you are. It's based on something less than who you are.
When you're controlling the external, what this goof wants, yeah? What this thing wants, right? He's getting wired, you see? Mochon Yaakov, we have like these nice these tissue papers here. Also, it's just toilet roll. But it's much better for throwing. This doesn't do anything, does it?
That was good.
We have to wake the guys up. Bit of adrenaline. I can get to this. This is not so good. If you were to call, you know, this is round and like a hole in the middle, it's more aerodynamic. Don't worry, there's other people who have turns.
Is it? Oh, is it that if you're not connected to your penis, then you can't use it to connect that part of you with anyone else?
Yes.
That's nice.
Because if there's two chatulot getting married, no chatulot, two
chatulot,
two cats or two dogs getting married, right?
Oh,
so then you know. Then, you know, the connection's not exactly the connection you really want.
But what did you explain? They do connect somehow. How is it connects?
You know, Hatula connects. It's a physical connection. I'm sure, you know, it's not Tom and Jerry. No, not Tom and Jerry. What's it called? It's not the 1001 Dalmatians that they, you know, there's a whole love story behind it. You know, that little chat. And then they bring all their poodles. No, you know, it's like, that doesn't happen in real life. Yeah, but, you know.
I think that's the lady in the chat.
Yeah,
oh, the lady of the tramp, right, okay, whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
He's a
tramp. Okay, alright. Walt Disney's romance. That doesn't happen in real life. As you know, romance isn't a Jewish concept. Romance, we explained once, is a power concept. It's a power.
It's very useful, like the initial stages.
No.
Could we go back to understanding what power connection is
between
Tara and Das?
Between what Tara and Das? Tara, okay,
why is
second.
Romance a power connection?
No, one second. Tara is... the Loshe for Tara, where do we get the Loshe for Tara? So Gemara says, V'tihu Yoma. You've learned the first parak?
Of what?
Daf base, Tihu Yoma?
Yoma? No.
You must have, Daf base, on the base, you've learned?
Of Yoma?
Of Brochus.
No,
I'm not learning Brochus.
Oh,
base,
yeah.
No,
oh, your first year is right. Your second year is right.
That's first prayer.
Two yoma, right?
Two
yoma. You're not up to there.
No, we're not.
Okay. The first prayer says, Tihu yoma. It's the same notion, Tihu yoma. What means? The clarification of the day, the brightness of the day. Tahara means clarification. Purity comes with clarification. When there's a clarification of who you are, who you're expressing, then you come to purity. A person's a Baal Deya, he comes to purity.
Or vice versa.
Purity will be the same thing.
Which comes first?
That's why Yirah Shamayim, obviously Yirah Shamayim, that brings you to purity. Yirah Shamayim is a Loshon of Ria, of seeing. When you're so clear that you see Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's clear like the day. Klal Yisrael, when they're on Har Sinai, yeah? So the Rambam said there's a tremendous level of yira they reached.
It's open.
There was a tremendous level of yira. Oh, that's why it's cold. Now we know why it's cold.
Yeah. The clarity. Right. Wait, when you have clarification of who you are, then you become pure.
Yeah, that brings the person to purity. That brings the person to purity. When who you are
uh-huh.
is connected with life, real life. You understand what I'm saying?
Sort of.
How's
that
fit to mikveh?
Not really.
Huh?
Who you are is connected to.
How does that fit to mikveh?
Come on,
can you repeat the concept and then.
Yeah, yeah. He asked, well, how is purity connected to das? Right?
Yeah.
So explained. Purity is loshen of tahara. Tahara is tihu yoma. That means the brightening of the day, the clarification of the day.
That's what it says in Brochus.
Yes.
Tihu
yoma. Tihu yoma. Yeah. It says, it doesn't say bitatara. It says, uses the loshen of tihu yoma. Uses that loshen. So that's the same notion as Tara. And that means clarification, the brightness of the day, everything's clear. Nighttime, it's Choshech, right? Choshech va'afela, everything's unclear.
That's where all the tumor comes out.
Right? You understand what I'm saying? There's clarity and there's non-clarity. When I have clarity of life, clarity of who I am, that brings a person to Tara. That's what Tara is. You understand? And that's why Das gives you is. There's loads of Taras. It's the same thing. That's basically what it is. You understand what I'm saying?
We just started the 8th parak. It's amazing you're talking about it right now.
The 8th parak?
Yeah.
The 8th parak. This.
In Brachos.
Ah, right, okay.
Talking about Tumah Torah.
The 8th parak?
Base Hillel and Beis Shammai.
Right. The Kos, right. Right. Okay.
It's Ech Konim Lo.
How you buy it? Okay. how you buy das is explained. It's going against your initial rotzen, your first rotzen, being the controlling of your rotzen, going against that first will. I want this, I want that, I want that. Desire to sleep in. All these things that control that will, control that outside first impulse will permeate in you an inner rotzen. The inner rotzen will come out. Once this is in control, the inner rotzen comes out. Now I'll show you, we're coming up to Purim. Truth is, I should have spoken about Purim. Maybe next week I'll speak about Purim.
Yeah.
I speak about wine, right?
Yeah.
Because you'll be surprised, it's very connected to that.
Quick question.
Yeah.
So this is what like the Chazon Ish says and Rav Wolbe?
Yeah, they're both saying the same thing.
And so basically is the pre this is like the is Musar? Musar kind of gets you to.
Yeah, the Chazon Ish says this is all you have to work on. Musar Sfarim, if you've noticed our Shurim, right? When we spoke about Kovod, we all speak about where Kovod's weight, the way it has to be in your inner worlds, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're doing this, you're going to have that. If you do this, you're going to be happy. If you do this, you're going to be, you're not going to get angry. They're just like, it's like outside expressions of one inner expression. Das is, right? It's really Yirat Shemayim, right? The Rebbeinu Yonah explains this concept as Yirat Shemayim. That's this Natiya, the Chazon Ish, the mitzvah of Yirat Shemayim, mitzvah's ase of Yirat Shemayim in the Rebbeinu Yonah. But and that's the Chazal say the Yirat Shemayim is like the string which holds all the midas, right? It's the inner thing. This is the inner concept. If you do this on, and the Chazon Ish is a bigger chiddush here. He says if you take your worst midah, hey, example for you, you can do everything else, but getting out of bed is like that's nothing to talk about. You work just on getting out of bed. You work on being mevatel that rotzen. Everything else will work out. Because
wow.
As soon as you work on going against your rotzen in the place which is hardest for you, so the place which is easy for you, you'll do it. It's easy. If you can lift up 200 kilos, that's a lot, right? You better lift up 100 kilos. Because it's only a question of going against your rotzen. So if my rotzen is so strong in some area, my outer rotzen is so strong in one area, and I can go against that, I can fight against that, in other areas it'll be easier. I'll be able to do that. So long as I understand in those other areas that I need to go against it. If I don't know that to go against my rotzen in other areas, that those are okay and this is just the other thing, this is bad, then I won't do it. So you need knowledge. You need to understand what you should be doing. You have to have a framework. But in terms of avoda, the work you do, you just have to go against where it's most the hardest thing that you have. Some people, it could be, you know, you come from a secular world. Some people could be emotional, you know, like, they find it's easy to emotionally connect. Sometimes they have desires or whatever. Sometimes it's taivas. Some people have food problems. All different things. But where it is, some people are negative, right? Whatever the thing is, you work on that nekuda, which is your nekuda, it will work out. So long as, because that's the hardest place. Now I'm not saying, sometimes you shouldn't do that. Sometimes you can fail in the places which are harder. Sometimes you have to do the periphery. Right? That's those are individual questions. Sometimes it depends on the person you are. Sometimes you do the periphery. And if you do the periphery, eventually you build up, you know, like you have weak muscles and you try lifting up 200 kilos, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
If you try lifting up 200 kilos, right? You might do yourself a damage. First of all, you start with the 50 kilos. Oh. Do that for a while, right? Then you lift that, go to 75. Then you go to 100, right? And then eventually you get to 150. You're going good. 175, right? And then the 200. Right? Then you do it. Might only be for a few seconds, then you have to throw it down. But that might be a more practical way of working. But it depends on the person. Some people have a stronger will. Better muscles, better spiritual muscles. So some people, you'll tell them, go for the 200. Just because they have a stronger will, right? They're stronger in terms of their inner essence, and those people sometimes will have more to do because of that. If you tell them, go for the hard stuff, go work on the hard stuff, what's hard for you, and go for it. And they'll go for it, and then the rest will be easy afterwards. That'll be a piece of cake. Because if you can lift up 200 kilos, of course you can lift 100. Might be a different 100. It might be a shopping bag. That might be a weight. But it's still, you know, you can still do it. You understand what I'm saying? In theory, you understand. It's also in a practical level. I don't know each and individual, you individually here, but you, we all have our own personal issues to work on. Can we work on them? Do we think we can work on them? First, we have to know we have them. Then we have to say, I'm not going to do, or I'm not going to do it, right? Or I'm not going to do it as much. I'm going to work on other places because this is too hard for me. And then eventually get strong and then work on this. That's Das. That's Yirat Shamayim. Yeah?
Does the Yetzer Hara grow with you?
What do you think?
I think yes.
I think you're
so
right.
Therefore, just because you can lift 200 pounds, so as you get stronger, the weight also gets heavier.
Yeah. It has to be, because the more spiritual you become, and I'll tell you something. There's two Yetzer Haras, you have to know something. There's the Yetzer Hara within. When Adam Rishon was created, he had the Yetzer Hara was the Nachash, was outside. The Kiddush of the Chet was the Yetzer Hara also became in. That doesn't mean he's not outside.
No, it's everywhere.
Doesn't mean he's not outside. When you get on a bus, a lot of, or wherever, or America, and you have lots of posters and lots of things and lots of whatever, right? You have a lot of metzias of the Yetzer Hara in the world. Internet, right? There's lots of things which are easy, more available to us nowadays, because there's a big Yetzer Hara in the world. That's the Yetzer Hara outside. It exists. You're in yeshiva, you're protected from the outer Yetzer Hara. It's a Tevas Noach. There's a marble outside. You're protected from that. But that doesn't mean you don't have an inner one. Right? And your friends, in the way they behave to you, right, could also be an expression of that Yetzer Hara. They'll push your buttons. They'll do things. You don't live in a vacuum, right? They'll hurt you. They'll say things. They'll, whatever, that's the outer Yetzer Hara. You know, you're not just there with your shtender, even in yeshiva. It's less. You're not going to have these posters and these, you know, those things. That's not going to be around. But, you know, you have things. There'll be things, there'll be enough. Don't worry, the Yetzer Hara is not going to be quiet because he's looking for stuff. He's looking for action. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. Okay, but that, at the same time, since we know there's outer Yetzer Hara, we don't put ourselves in a place like that. We don't need to. We protect ourselves from the outer Yetzer Hara. The outer Yetzer Hara is something easy to protect. You don't have to be there. You don't have to get on the internet site which has X, Y, Z. You know, I told you, you have these cassette things. These discs that you can put on the internet. One of the boys have told me he has, yeah. You can put on the internet. You don't have all these pop-ups. So, don't be stupid. You want to become sensitive. Put it in, when you do the internet, put the disc in. I don't know how it works. Put the disc in. Or you have to just put it on your computer. So none of these pop-ups come up. Save yourself the problem. Yeah.
Do we have a Yetzer Hara when we're learning Torah?
Of course. It says.
Always.
You always have a Yetzer Hara. You're never not going to have a Yetzer Hara. And Torah Tavlin the Yetzer Hara. That's a good Yetzer Hara. Because when you ask a kasha to your tavlin, it's like spices up your Yetzer Hara.
It does?
Yeah. Really, the real pshat is it's tavlin. It's like it's the tavlin in terms of Gemara used to be the trufa, the refuah, the medicine. So it's a medicine of the Yetzer Hara. But on a certain subtle level, it also sweetens it up. Because when you ask a kasha, right, there's always this aspect of, I'm right.
Yeah.
Kasha. Right? My chavrus is wrong. I'm going to show him I'm right. It's not bad, because when that happens, I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm saying it doesn't matter. When that happens, he's right. And through the two of you, like, you know, sharpening the knives, that's what Gemara says.
Yeah.
Right? Sharpening your knives together, you get a very good pshat. But it has to be, it can't be kula yetzara, because if it's kula yetzara, you know, you're not going to be learning. It has to be a yetzara to an extent, and then a modal emes. It has to be a yetzara tov in the end. That has to be, you're both really struggling to get the emes. You're not struggling to prove that you're right.
Right.
If you're struggling, you can in the process, there can be, I'm right. Because there's always going to be, you're going to think you're right. But in the end, there has to be a mode on the emes. You understand what I'm saying? So you're using your Yetzer Hara to get to the emes. That's a good use of the Yetzer Hara.
Ah.
It's a good use.
You're tricking it.
Yeah. You're not tricking it.
You're not tricking it.
That's a use of it. It says, Vahavta, you know, Vahavta et Hashem lokecha b'chol levavacha. You love God with both your hearts, even the Yetzirah, by Yetzirah Tov, even the Yetzirah. How do you love Hashem? You ever saw Rabbi Gershon? Yoshi is davening. Quick out. Gotta learn. Where's the Avos Hashem?
Good question.
Panini.
Let's bring it back.
Right, where's the Avos Hashem? Singing, dancing. That's emotions. That's not Avos Hashem. It's emotions. Where's Avos Hashem? Shatnatosis. Wow, that's deep. Wow, that's. I just had a new insight. You read a book. You read a book. What do you mean to love your wife? To love someone. Really to love someone. So we spoke about this a few weeks ago, I think. We said, what's how the Rambam defines love? Says, that's practical. You have to worry about his financial situation or his financial to damage him. And then, to praise him with words. I mean, to find aspects that you respect. Everyone has those aspects. To see them clearly. That's v'yedat chava ishto. You want to connect to that person. Because you see those aspects, those inner pure aspects, right? Not this or like this, right? Those inner aspects of the person that you respect, you hold them for. When you look inside, you can only look inside if you're internal. If you're external, you look externally. Our avoda is to be an internal human being. That's das. When this internal human being we see internally, you know what I'm saying? You see those good aspects, the Shabbat Advarim. Everyone has them. Everyone has them.
When we go back to the Arab.
That's a sham. No, it's okay.
So most people are not thinking that way. So that's training us to think excessively by being like
Brian. Right. That's so the Yetzirah and Bachutz. That's, you have a Yetzirah and Chutz La'aretz is Kulo. Yeah. That's cool, Yetzirah and Bachutz. Chutz La'aretz is not Eretz Yisrael. It's a problem. It's easier for me. I have different Yetzirah, right? But I don't have a problem walking in the street. Okay, so there's buses, but I'm sure it's not like America.
No way.
Right, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Right, look. Buk Hashem, I don't even, I don't even know. You know, I don't even know. I have nothing to think about. I have nothing to see there.
How does one deal with that issue?
We gave the issue of how a person should walk in the streets. We explained that. Remember, you weren't here.
I'm talking about working on being inner. Learn Torah, work on yourself.
That's what it is. Daven, work on your davening, work on your Torah, working yourself. Work in your inner world. We're explaining how it comes to Lav Hashem. Lav Hashem, we got off the toy. Lav Hashem, when you read a book about this brilliant idea, this person, he's even dead. A brilliant idea. You come to respect the person, you come to admire him, especially he tells you stuff about life that penetrates your life, right? Right? I tell you, when you learn a Tosfos and you see the depth, or this sukkah really makes sense, or these words are really amazing, or this shir is really amazing, right? You not only connect with the Torah, but you also connect with the person who's giving it. You understand what I'm saying? And you come to love them, you come to respect them. It's natural. It's a natural thing, so you can do it to yourself. When you're learning the Torah Hashem, that's a natural thing which will bring out that in you. That's Avos Hashem. And you do that with the Yetzirah. Because when you connect with your wife also, it's not only, it's also a physical connection. Not only a physical connection, it's also a physical connection. Right? It's supposed to be. But it has to be based on the pnimius. It's brought down in Svarim. The first is a zivug of mochin, of your heads.
Zivug?
Connecting of minds. When you make a kinyan, right? A wife you buy with a kinyonim, it's called smichus hadas. It's like the relying of minds.
Oh, right.
You know when Adam Arishon had relations with all the animals, wasn't rested his minds. There was not a resting or a meeting of minds. Because there's no kinyon, there was no proper kinyon. With your wife, you kona her, kiddushin. It's a special just for you. You're makadisha. She's also for the whole world and only for you. right? Like Hegdish. He's holy.
Is smuchim adas in his smichus? Smichus adas in his
It's a similar thing. It's the same thing. Gemiras das or smichus das is the interchangeable. The meeting of minds, the resting of minds. When do you have resting of mind? Who do you have a resting of a mind with? You know that feeling? It says naich nafshe korat ruach. It's in Gemara, right? It says naich nafshe. There's a resting, the comfort. There's certain people you feel comfortable with. They're at ease. They make you feel good. Right? That's a good sign for a shidduch. You know, it's like, you feel you can be yourself. Be korat, no picking on you. They see the good in you. They notice you have all the this other stuff around you, right? But when you see the good, so the other stuff's not so... Where's the person only like picking? You know, this you did, and that you did, and that you did, and that you did. Where's the ease of mind? Where's the connection? You're always going to be disconnected. They're always disconnecting themselves. There's no das there. Because if you see a person and you see all his bad faults and you remind him of them, how can you connect? You're seeing his klipa, you're seeing his outer edge. So your connection's only going to be a connection to this klipa and this klipa, this outer edge, this outer surface. You anyway don't want to connect because you see all the blemishes. If you can't penetrate and see that internal good, you can never connect with your wife. You understand what I'm saying? That's why you hear Shira from Rabbi Gershenfeld, you shouldn't marry a kantranit. What's a kantranit?
Kantranit?
Yeah, he hasn't given you your second years of Haddish Shira?
The Rashi on Yavamos.
Yeah. The person who's she picks on you. High power to high power. Good marriage. Contrarian.
A type A wife.
Type A, yeah.
I don't know what type A means. Rabbi from Connecto?
No.
That's Connecto.
That's a very big Connecto. That's a Connecto that Rav. You have to be Rav to marry such a Connecto. You have to be a chazan. You have to be a big person to marry such a Connecto.
Well,
you can.
Why would you? She's only a contrarian.
Contrarian, yeah.
What does it mean?
You have to understand.
Contrarian, she can't be against.
We all have this contrarian. Your wife will have these aspects. The question is, how much of those aspects can you live with?
None.
Right. If it's none, like you have to get if it's none, you have to realize it. Maybe you have to work with yourself. It doesn't exist. Because why I'm telling you that? It's a Gemara. I spoke to you these Gemaras. I spoke to you a long time. The chasen. The chasen. You know, you have this chasna. Yeah? You've been to a few chasnas now, right? You guys?
Yeah.
You ever saw Rabbi Gershenfeld or whoever's the Masada Kedushin, right? Go up to the chasam before he, you know, decides to say, you know, you're going to, let me see the tabat, you got the shavapruta, he's miyached the edim, puts the edim. Before he does that, he asks the guy, tell me something. And the wife's standing right there, he says, matza or motza? Do you find a wife, yif v'yafek, rotzon Hashem, to together, matza tov, you find something that's goodness, will bring out in you the will of Hashem? Or, did you find a wife, Motza needed to isha ma mi mavis. I found this wife who's more bitter than death. What did you find? You asked the chasna. And like the color's going there. And she's like, he's not going to be Masada Kedushin again for me. Oh, well, not for me, I hope. But certainly I'm not going to tell my sister about this guy, right? Now what you do is you praise the husband. Vin ma'arva, the Gemara says in Brachas, in Eretz Yisrael, that's the question they used to ask the chasna. What a weird question to ask a chosen. They're going to ask questions. Matza or motza? You found this wife, which is, represents goodness and rotzen Hashem. Well, you found this wife, which is more
bitter
than death. Uh-huh. More bitter. So she's, what is she? She's worse than Avi Avodah Tumah. Why is she worse than Avi Avodah Tumah? Because from your wife, you can be viyafek rotzen Hashem. You can come to the highest level of life. When you can come to the highest level of life, there has to be the potential of bitter than death. You understand what I'm saying?
So
you have to know, she's an Ezer and she's Connecto. There's that Connecto in her.
Uh-huh.
It exists. When you get married, you have to realize that Connecto exists in her. So when you go with Shidduchim, obviously you want to minimize the Connecto. But if you think, Rabbi Lin found the perfect wife, she's an angel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created her himself, right? She's nothing wrong with her. She's perfect. Doesn't exist. If anyone tells you about their wives, she's perfect. She's an angel. She's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You have to know she's telling you Sipuri Saftas. If all you hear about rabbis telling you, oh, she's such a wonderful thing, what a Sipuri Saftas. Every wife has a connector. You know why she has a connector? Because you have one. Because you have one. You have water fix in you. If you didn't have water fix in you, you wouldn't have given her. If you're big, like Rav, Rav had a very big connector. You did the story of Rav, right? With you, I told you, I learned this with you guys.
He was a guy?
Rav, the Amora Rav. Rav and Shmuel.
He had a big...
He wasn't that very sloppish, no.
The good-looking one, the one who went her...
His wife...
That was the first time I remember the whole story.
The one that he says about... He used to tell his wife to give him something, and she gives the opposite. His son, when he got older, swapped. And then Rav, his son told him, how come you fixed mom? So he says, he lies, says, you shouldn't learn to lie. But Rav had such a wife. Rav Nachman had a wife who was called Lilia. It's a Gemara in Brachos also. It was Perek 1, 3rd, may have gone. Maybe 5th Perek, I've forgotten. 5th Perek maybe. This is, you can probably remember. The end of one Perek, Kosher Bracha.
Kosher Bracha?
End of 7th Perek.
Yeah,
the end of 7th Perek. Kosher Bracha. So he says, he sent her Kosher Bracha.
Yalta.
Yalta it is. Not Lilia, Yalta.
Rav Nachman and Abayin.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
Something like happens to be a Shabbos table.
That's a very big sugi there.
What do you got? It says
Kosher Bracha and Kosher Puranut there, right? You have to understand, there's certain things that are Kosher Bracha and certain things that are Kosher Puranut.
Retribution of punishment.
Yeah, it speaks about that. So he sent her Kosher Bracha. She's a tough cookie.
Yeah.
Rav Nachman, we know the Rav Nachman, we pass him out Rav Nachman. Chochma, if you want to learn Chochma, you learn Nezikin. Who is the Av based in? Who we pass good in Nezikin? If we have a Rav Nachman in Nezikin, we pass him out Rav Nachman.
That's a klal? And
generally speaking, yeah. We pass on Rav Nachman and Nezikin. Yeah, generally speaking.
If you have Rav and Shmuel, you always go by Shmuel, yeah?
In Mominus, yeah. But if you have Rav Nachman, very often, there's a klal, you go by Rav Nachman and Nezikin because he was big. He was big in Chochmah. And he had your wife. It's known, you should know. It's known. I don't want to give names of Gedolim. It's known of Gedolim. Big Gedolim. In our generation, had very hard marriages.
Why would you look for that, though?
They didn't look for it. You shouldn't look for it. But it happens sometimes.
Why does it make you a chacham? It makes you into a chacham?
It makes you into a deep person. Because you have to understand, the more connector you have in life, the more nisyonis you have in life, the more growth you have to grow. But it means you have the potential for the growth.
But I heard the opposite, that a great wife makes you into a bigger person.
You're right.
What?
You're right.
What?
On our level. Not an easy wife. A great wife. But I want to tell you something. Whatever you marry in the end, whatever you have that needs to be fixed, and whatever your shorish neshama is, whatever you are, right, your wife will fix it in you. You have to remember that your wife, your kids, your life, your reality, it'll fix it in you. We're here for that. That's what it says. My wife says Bekisho, not a chazam. They never tend the second part. It says it's Bechi or Beshiras. Marriage is crying and singing. Sometimes it comes together. Sometimes it comes together.
That's confusing.
You have to understand that's a reality of life. When we speak about Das, that's the reality in life. You're married to your life. Life has things which are crying, which might have nothing to do with you. It's to do with the Yetzer and Bachutz. Nothing to do with you. It could be other people. Nothing to do with you. You, if you sit in your Arba Amos, you pick up a safe and learn, you could be Gevaltik. You could be having Yichudim with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing to do with you. But life will give you things you have to work out of yourself. Yeah. Give me a room. Give me a safer. Put in me a Shas, Shulchan Aruch, or maybe a few other Sfarim. I have no problem. I can sit there years. Years. My best term was like when I was much younger, my best learning, I was sitting in this didn't even have heating. It was like this, you know, there was like wallpaper being peeled, or not even wallpaper. I think it was like an old chanut in a Chiloni neighborhood. Some rabbi gave me money and told me to sit and learn. And I was sitting and learn. I think a year, 2 years, I was sitting and learning. It was Gan Eden. All I had was a little tunnel, right? and it was like a dilapidated room.
Where
right?
was this?
In the, you don't even know, in Ir Ganim, Shchuna Chiloni. I sat there in this dilapidated room, gewaltig.
In a chavrusa?
No, by myself, sitting and learning, no problem. Could sit just out.
Stop rambling in, we can't do that.
No problem, sit and learn. Consider learning Beis Knesset, you know, late at night, sometimes when I have the time now, listen, and be there, everyone's going to sleep, all the Bochum going, and I'm still there at 2, 3 o'clock. Steigen learning, it's great. Gan Eden.
How did you learn to read?
Huh?
How did you learn to read? You went to Jewish school your whole
life. No, I didn't know how to read before I came here. I came in the second year 25 years ago, and I only had Rabbi Trivitz. We learned like 40 daf Gemara.
How much?
40 daf.
In a year?
In 6 months.
In six what? Months.
40 daf Gemara. Well, so every day we learned an Amud, and every day we'd go to the page and say, oh, this is my favorite daf. You know that? You know, I'm 25 years away from that. That's, I still hold by that today.
What, every day is
the simcha, daf? The joy that you had in learning a daf Gemara. It's, every day, he wasn't lying. This is my favorite daf. This is my favorite daf. Every day he'd say, he wasn't lying. This is my favorite. Oh, it's gefaltig. You know, it was like, you know, someone put this beautiful cream cake in him. You know? Yeah. When you see that, and it's all with my Rosh Hashiva also. When you see things that's real, it has an impression on you. That's all my Rosh Hashiva. How you learn? He learns. I don't know what it is not to sleep. I know I get tired at night. When I was a boch, a certain night I go to sleep. I sleep at 10:30. So okay, I get up at 8, but whatever. But my Rosh Hashiva used to sit there with a sefer. Like learning like this. But at night, forget during the day. During the day, he was the whole time learning. But at night, he was learning like this. I'd see him like half an hour, whatever. Right? Start learning. That's how he used to sleep at night. Just sleep.
Slept.
He never slept on a bed.
Was he healthy?
He was healthy. He never slept on a bed. The only time he slept on a bed was Shabbos. I don't know how a person does it. I can't do it. If I did that one day, I'd be exhausted the rest of the day. I don't know how he did it.
He went to the mikveh in the morning?
People told me when he was young, when I was in the yeshiva, every shiur used to go to the mikveh. Every morning used to go to the mikveh. But when it was a shiur, so even when in the morning, before shiur klali used to come, his pears used to be wet, I used to give a shiur klali. Okay, we talk about different people. Nowadays, they tell me he doesn't go much to the mikveh, so much to the mikveh. He says, you know, different darga. Doesn't need the mikveh anymore.
You have to go to the mikveh if you don't sleep in a bed?
No, he doesn't know. No, it's dumb.
He doesn't even
know. Extra tarot. I don't know what it means. It's a different dagger. He's Neshma.
Well.
A person grows. A person usually grows. You see.
That's an English
breather. Huh? Okay, whatever. No, I'm not passing for anyone. You go ask your local rabbis here if you need a mikveh, you don't need a mikveh. I only know one thing. If you have liquid problems, you got a mikveh.
Liquid it. Problems?
No, I don't mean that.
Oh. Nocturnal liquid problems.
Right. You got a mikveh.
But what? They say we don't do that anymore.
Of course you do that. There's a bitlu to come to Ezra, but it's a good thing. It's for tara, you should go to the mikveh.
But what tara?
It's not here.
There's no.
Go Erev Shabbos. If you happen during the week, go Erev Shabbos. It's kedai. It's most sif to tara. It does have an effect on you.
It's kedai to go Erev Shabbos anyway.
Yes, kedai. Erev Shabbos, I don't mechayev you. For this, it's kedai to go. This is good idea.
Go.
I'll tell you a little thing. It costs money to go to mikveh.
Oh, really?
7 shekels, 10 shekels, 12 shekels, right?
If you
have those things, it costs you money as well. You know, you have to go to mikveh, you have to think. It'll be harder for those things.
What's the best mikveh in Jerusalem?
I don't know. The best mikveh.
Nice.
I don't know.
The
one that's close to.
One
of the close. Go one here. There's one on the top. So go one here.
I know the nicest one.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be clean.
Chanukah is
what?
That bad.
Okay.
I
has to be.
Layer of silt.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, okay. We're going weiter. You guys are going weiter. So now we say that das is the control of a person's taivas and a control of his rotzen, and the control of your outer rotzen brings you to your inner rotzen will permeate. Are we going to this Megillah? We got there. What is to do with Purim? Purim's Kabbalah Soterah, but rotzen, which is the concept of rotzen, and it's also Mechias Amalek. You notice whenever a Malik comes up, we have written in the Torah, we wrap a dime in the Torah, comes a Malik. Our connection with our Creator is removed. Amalek, Am Shemalak. Malika, you know what Malika is? With an off, you know, in the Migdash, they used to have to kill an off. The Kohen had like a long nail of his, and Shech the off, that's Malika it's called. Okay, doesn't matter. That's
yeah,
Malika.
That's, you killed the bird's head.
Yeah.
That's just what, it wasn't
a, it wasn't completely off, it was just a little bit off.
What was it called?
Malika.
No, the bird.
Torim or Bnei Yona.
Oh, Yona.
Torim or Bnei Yona. Okay, anyway. So now...
There's a dove and a turtle dove.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't know what they're in the English.
There's one of each.
Yeah. But anyway, there's different korbanos by off. Anyway. So it's Kumlika. Am Shemolik, they separate us. Amalek tells us it's the antithesis of Das. Amalek is the antithesis of Das. Amalek says, separate Shemayim v'aretz. All there is Olam Hazeh, physicality, the perfection of physicality. We say, perfection of physicality only comes when it's connected to spirituality. That's Das. You understand? Migdash is Das. Those are all these things. Now, what do you do on Purim for Mechias Amalek? What's the Nekuda, what's the mitzvah on Purim which causes the Mechias Amalek?
Shtia.
Which is, yeah. You're right, it is. So I'll explain to you how it works. This is brought down in Sfarim. How does it work? Shtia, if you know how to drink. If you don't know how to drink, it brings out the Amalek.
Oh, no.
If you drink and your drinking is going to make you more physical and less connected to the spiritual, i.e. the spiritual is not going to permeate you, rather it's going to be dead and this is going to be all alive, that's called bringing Amalek out. If you can drink that your physical is numbed and your inner rotzen, which is kirvas Hashem, comes out, the drinking comes to such a stage where this inner rotzen hapnimi, the inner rotzen that you have, it comes out in you, as in is expressed. This is what's brought down in Sfarim. You're so out of touch of your physicals, you've eaten all these sweets, you've had the suda, you want a chocolate? You want a cake? Oh, no, I've had enough. You want a drink? No, I've had enough, right? You've satiated your goof, it's quiet. The buzz is quiet. Now comes inner feeling of Rotzen Hashem.
Mm.
And that permeates you. It's brought down as far. What you can't normally do on a regular day, what you can't normally do to penetrate those aspects of you which are low down and to permeate Rotzen Hashem fully you, that happens on Purim. That's what the drinking does to you on Purim. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Avi. Huh? We're good. We're learning today at 11:30. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
Can you be with your wife on Purim? Probably not, right?
You can't be
with
like a cow.
No.
Why do you need to know?
What?
No problem.
I guess you don't be with your wife when you're drunk, cause it was really.
No, when you're drunk, that's awesome.
Oh, really?
That's awesome when you're drunk.
You teach us that in secondhand.
Yeah, okay, it's awesome.
That,
doesn't that boost your...
You learn that when you become chassanim.
No.
Yeah,
chassanim.
No. You want to be...
Is that why no
you want
get,
your inner das.
Is that why no Balabas ever drink so much and then never drink anything?
On Shabbos?
Yeah, I have whiskey.
No, I don't know. People are different. I don't know what
you
people
can have a little buzz. You just can't be where you can't stand before God, no?
You
know,
you can dominate. Yeah, Shikra Toshalot.
I'm sorry to bring it up.
I tell you, in Purim, let's speak about Purim. Sorry. In Purim, the Purim level of your drinking should be as follows. When Purim finishes, you're not mevatel any mitzvahs, i.e., when it comes Mariv for Purim, you daven like a mensch. Your drinking shouldn't be to the extent that you're so drunk, the Mariv comes along that you're potted from Mariv. And you do Tashlum Yom Rishon. That shouldn't be the level of your drinking. I drink a Revius wine, because I don't drink much wine. I drink a Revius wine. I'm already happy. I go to sleep. When I get up, I'm fine. Everyone's different, because I don't drink alcohol during the year. But if you raise your alcohol level, you go to sleep afterwards, you should be able to get up, be fine.
Drink before Marv?
Yeah, before Marv, then so I go rest.
Isn't it written usually like a piece of meat on the floor?
Piece of meat?
Doesn't someone say it's written somewhere that you should be so drunk that you're like...
Yeah, no.
That was the RE.
The gematria, the Tosis, the gematria.
Yeah,
you don't plaster yourself. No.
Maro,
you have to be a Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, you guys represent a yeshiva, you have to be a Kiddush Hashem. You start getting drunk and you start doing stupid things.
Last year, for example,
I was, you start speaking all shtuyot, they say, I'm missing my this, they start, you know, some people, when they get drunk, they get very depressive, right? That's not Purim.
I get happy, so I
yeah, okay, fine,
myself,
fine. But it's not Purim. Purim is...
Don't lose control of yourself.
Supposed to be a Kiddush Hashem. That means you have to, what's it called? You can dance, you can be Sameach, you can, you know, it can be all those things. But you shouldn't be getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have the Rebbetzin saying, well, what's it called? Right. Don't invite that guy against the problem next year. Right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be messing up their house.
She would never say something like that.
She would. The Rebbetzin would say that. You might not say it, but the Rebbetzin would say, don't bring him next year. She'll say that.
I'm like, don't
drink. No Rebbetzin wants to clean up anyone else's. No Rebbetzin, no Rebbetzin wants to clean up for anyone.
They don't want to clean up your
pants. Wait, I can understand, but if you can handle yourself,
pants.
You know.
You can handle yourself in a mechubad way.
But the only thing is that when it comes to Mariv, you might. You know.
No. Marav, you shouldn't be missing. You shouldn't be missing a single mitzvah.
Well, I think it's different shita from
Mark. No, there's no different shitas here. You can go and learn Shulchan Aruch. No different shitas here.
We learned last year there's all different types of opinion.
But it has to be relevant to you. You're right, but it has to be relevant to you. You know, it's not relevant to you that you're going to be plastered and... it's not relevant to you. There are people who could be plastered and daven Marav. If you could be if you're going to be plastered and not daven Marav, you shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it. You should be able to go to sleep and get up. You can have a marriage at 11 o'clock, I don't have a problem. You should be able to have a marriage. Go sleep a few hours and come out of it. If you're going to be so plastered, you don't know what's happening with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, there's a lot of girls, right? It's a chilul Hashem. A girl, I don't know if a girl has a mitzvah to drink on Purim. I don't think she has.
It's time bound.
And they drink around and the boys meet the girls. It's a chilul Hashem.
Really?
But of course. Really? What do you think drinks do? What do you think? This is not the Torah didn't the Torah didn't hit tir bar. This is not a boozing day. It's not bar a clubbing day. Purim's not a clubbing day. You should know. You should know. Whenever there's kedusha, there's also kenegedus. It's a day for getting extra das, to be mosif das. It's against the malik.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're fighting something, and this is brought down in the spine, that whenever Purim comes along, the antithesis of Purim also comes along. But do you want to connect to the antithesis of Purim?
No.
Or do you want to connect to Purim?
Yes.
If you want Purim to have an effect on you, and has a very, very big effect, to the extent that we say Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is like Purim, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Baratzim. It's a big day. You should be learning. Have time in the day you guys are learning, apart from Shlach Manas. You should be learning. It's a big time for learning. Do Chazorah, do the daf that you're doing. Make sure I'd make a Seder in Yeshiva. I don't know what they're going to do here, but I'd make a Seder in Yeshiva. An hour Seder in the middle of the day. You all guys sit in the base of Medrash after Mincha, before Mincha, Steiging 1 hour. Go Steig. It's a big day. You don't know. The Osamech, if it was his father or the Osamech himself, was Zoche to what he was Zoche because of his learning in Purim where no one's learning. Times. And then, and you're davening on Purim, what you daven for in Purim, the Sharim are open. Davening is big on Purim. There's big stuff happening on Purim. Forget, we don't understand what's happening, but it's big stuff happening. Daven for things. Daven for Ruchnius. Don't waste it on, you know, but don't waste it. It's a special day. Understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
You have to send Shlach Manos, you have to mechabit this one, you have to mechabit this family and that family. Do all those things you have to do. Set it up. If you make sure that you have time apart from roaming around with Shlach Manot and Purim to all the families, give it beforehand. Like make shlichim. Or, you know, like there's five guys going, there's like 10 families. Organize it between all of you. Organize it. There's like 10 or 15 families you know, 20 families you know. So there's 20 guys here. So make one guy or a few guys a shliach for each family. And that way, all of you can sit down and learn the base of Medrash for an hour. Don't spend your whole days roaming family. I mean, yes and no. Yes, you should do that, but within limit. Purim's a special day. Or at night learn.
And last year, everyone was drunk, right? They said tomorrow.
Shichrutah shalot. You're not shichrutah shalot. You're not.
What's that?
If you're drunk like Lot. You're really drunk. Yeah,
so none of us were drunk like Lot.
Yeah.
We were just completely drunk, but not like Lot.
Right.
Because well, So long as you know what you're saying.
It's not great. It's not great. Give me a mishabur. Give me a mishabur. If you don't know halacha lemaiz, give me a mishabur.
He said in the.
I had a dream about that book.
Which one?
Which book? Chalek Beis. Chalek Aleph.
As long as you're not drunk enough that you would have relations with your daughter, you can daven more.
He didn't know what happened.
That's a lot.
That relation with your daughter, this I wasn't expecting. It's that you're so drunk that you wouldn't know what would be happening.
Yeah.
But it's not that you would have the desire.
As if La didn't know what was happening.
Second night he did. First
the Mashiach came from that relationship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That's Rabbi.
The female. The male did an Aveira. The female did Lashem Shemayim.
I've heard it before.
Maybe.
Huh?
I never really hear anything very well.
Me, him, Pturi Mitzvila. Okay, these are the guys.
You shouldn't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and
the gematria. The gematria.
That's true.
You're right. Yeah, you can get that done. But you have to be. Not everyone can do that. It's not mitzvah for everyone.
But if you're from Texas, you probably can, right?
It helps me, really, because I'm quite inhibited. So when I
get involved, you have pink eye.
Can't drink.
Yeah,
good.
Few weeks.
So it says in the Shulchan Aruch.
We're looking forward to
pink
your
face.
Coming out.
His pink eye.
Look at him.
Your pink eye?
It looks like a fly.
Where'd that happen?
Dude, the guy's sick.
I know, it's the best time to make fun of him.
Yeah, that's what we did to you.
Yeah. What was that? Sorry, Mike.
Okay.
Where?
That's
always a
document
of shit.
Huh?
Which
lemma?
Matt, Rabbi Kotlin said the second night he didn't know what was going on.
He didn't know. He did know.
Yeah, but he knew why he had to do it.
Yeah. Well, what was there a second night?
One daughter and one night.
Ah, here it is.
Go like this.
Here. Okay, this is the halacha.
No.
This is the halacha. Shata yain, you drank wine, kadei revius, adit palel. You had a revius wine, you shouldn't daven. Until it's removed his wine. Vim shata yotei, you drank more. Im hu yachol adabel efnei ha-melech, you can speak in front of the king. Im hit palel tefillah to tefillah. If he davened, it's a tefillah. You can't drink in front of the king. Stand in front of the king. If you daven, it's tefillah tetoeva. But tzayilach zol et palel, and he has to go back and daven. Shiasi yeinu me'alav. But if him avaz man tefillah, even if he passed the time of tefillah, mashing otot tefillah shacharik din shogig.
What is
it? Okay.
Can you explain what?
Basically, you have to be able to stand in front of a melech, right?
The Ramah doesn't say anything there.
Huh?
The Ramah doesn't say anything. Doesn't add anything.
No, this is didn't.
What's Mishabura saying?
Mishabura?
That's what we're reading. Oh,
no.
Oh, that's Shachana.
The other Mashkim, he says. It says Shachut HaShurot must be some different place.
I don't know how.
You have to be able to stand in front of
the matter. I said that to last year, right? I said, well, how can we all daven because we're all drunk, right? Yeah, we can. Daven.
You can daven if it's not, if you can stand in front of the king. You can stand in front of the king. Bidiyevit, you can daven.
Yeah, it's better
if you have it done
than just.
Then Tashlum and Pashtas, yeah. But it's better if you could sleep a bit. Sleeping will go away.
They say it's like 10:30.
Wait, but we don't worry that you won't get back up?
What?
Is, isn't that more of a chashash that you're going to
go
fall asleep?
Yeah, so
you have
someone waking you up. You have someone waking you up. But you shouldn't be drinking that much. You should, first of all,
there's one day a year.
Take a good. First of all, don't mix your drinks. Take a good wine, not with a lot of sugar or added alcohol. Mm-hmm. Take a good wine, spend money, buy your own wine, get a good wine. Just drink the wine, have a few glasses of that wine, you'll be plenty of drunk. And since you, well, first of all, you won't get sick, unless you're allergic to whatever, you won't get sick, precious. If you drink a good wine, get a sweet wine or a dry wine, whatever's good for you. And have it in the Suda. Have a Suda and have it at the end of the Suda, with the Suda, like when you're on a full stomach. And then have the wine. And then you get drunk and tipsy.
Drink a lot of water.
And then you can go and drink a lot of water. Do it with Das. That's Das. Don't be Mishtolel. And then after you do that, you can be Mishtolel. You can dance. You can jump. You can ask the rabbis that's questions. You can you lose your inhibitions. But not the inhibitions of the goof. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
The inhibitions of your
rabbis. No, I won't be meeting any girls, but I didn't actually know anything.
Huh? Okay, fine. I'm not talking about the girls. But you know the concept. You understand what I'm saying? That's part of that. That's dance. then you get the real dance. The Zarashan. Okay, next week we'll see what we do. I think we finished most of the... Someone told me.